Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Leslie Arnold hosting ACTA, the Ancient Science of Zahaji. It is October 3rd, 2015, 6:30 p.m. on the East Coast of America. And I welcome everyone to the show this evening. And as always, I give an especially warm welcome to Sri Kadavji, who is with us every week. Sri Kadavji is the Mahaji, the 973rd Living Sarosha Master, and he's the leader of this very, very ancient teaching. Sri Kadavji, how are you this evening?
I'm fine, Leslie. And how are you this evening?
I'm doing quite well, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you with us, as always. And I would like to mention to people who haven't listened before that we're going to talk about some of the same fundamentals of the teaching that we always talk about, but in addition, Sri Kadavji always brings in other aspects that he has not talked about before. So it's a very exciting evening because we always get some new enlightenment, and that's very, very interesting for all of us, even those who have been on the path for a long time. So Sri Kadavji, I'm sure that a lot of people are wondering what is this path, that's called the Ancient Science of Zahaji. What is that? What does that title mean?
Well, the word Zahaji is called a foreign word by other people, just like the word Akata, A-K-A-T-H-A. And the T-H in higher Sanskrit language is pronounced as a hard T. So the word Akata is how it's pronounced. And it means that it's the highest path of spiritual liberation because it's the central path that people have been seeking forever. And essentially, only we call it the ready soul, can reach the path of ACTA in this lifetime. All other people are just passing through in incarnations. And that means that, again, it's not for 100% of the population. And then people wonder why that is the case. And the reason for that is that we have these lower dimensions, these lower worlds of the physical, astral, causal, and mental planes. And they were set up by the Supreme Deity in ancient times as a lesson ground for the souls entering into those places. So therefore, ACTA being the highest path is kind of like a rescue mission for the soul, basically. It's like a lifeboat that we're out to sea in the lower worlds, and we have to try to get back to the ship, basically. And therefore, that's why it's not for everybody. It's for people that can get to that ship and gain spiritual liberation. I didn't want to say the word saving because that's a religious term that we don't really use on the path because it's not a factor of anybody being saved. It's a factor, a movement to a higher plane of consciousness. And we do it ourselves. Nobody passes away and then they shed their blood for people and then they are immediately liberated. The individual has to do this on their own. We point the way, but the individual has to travel in Sahaji to these higher places. In other words, we can't do it for people. But once they get to the path and learn about the sound current we talk about, which is that high electrical pitch or the ringing in the ear that people hear, but often aren't, it's not pointed out to them what it is. In other words, that's why the teaching of ACTA is really a secret teaching made public at various times, but it still remains secret, ironically, because you have to have the ears to hear and eyes to see the path. Otherwise, people are pretty much blinded to the light, so to speak. And that's the interesting part of this whole thing, is we have this divine wisdom, but only 1 in 100 right now can avail themselves of it. And that's all right. We're not that concerned about that, because that's the way it is spiritually and philosophically in the universe. That's just the way that it is. And what we do in ACTA, as Leslie said, we bring this incredible wisdom each Saturday night just to that 1% that hear it and can comprehend it. For the other ones, they will not comprehend it as if it doesn't exist. We only have probably presently around a couple thousand people on the path after 26 years or so. And that means that, again, there are a lot of souls that just pass by it and are oblivious of the high teaching. And again, not to wear that out, but we're unconcerned about it. We make these presentations for the ready soul. And that's very important. I can't say who is. We just present it. If they hear the elixir of it, divine wisdom that we give in terms of vibrations, these high vibrations, and they can feel it, and then they can get that connection and remain on the path by doing the daily contemplation that we talk about. And Leslie will take us through a contemplation a little bit later on, where we'll do the shibboleth, or the huge chant, the password that helps people go through the into high planes, being the true word of the mantra of the HU, which is the first syllable in the word human, and it's the true pass key into the higher planes. It's a simple syllable, HU. And again, Leslie will take us through a contemplation, which is very uplifting. It's very exciting when people do this, that 1% does the contemplation. They get very enthused about practicing it every day, just like I have for over 40 years. Every single day of my life is just like breathing, a part of me. It's a part of me, my daily contemplation. And Leslie knows, too. She looks forward to it very much so every day. It's very important to us. And people that the ready soul does the same. Once they get to the path, they're very excited about this, being on the path and having the opportunity to gain the goals in the path. The goals are, one, self-realization, the first one, where the individual realizes themselves as soul. This sound current that we talk so much about, the realization they're having is very ecstatic. The ecstasy, and the words can't express how wonderful that is for the ready soul to experience the sound current. And even for the non-ready soul, when they come and listen this evening, the non-ready soul will have that ecstatic experience of the sound current, but then it goes away after they leave our presence. You see, it's a momentary situation for the ones that aren't caught by spirit, because that's what basically it does. When you feel it and you're ready, then there's a connection that's made. I can't say specifically what that is. It's an individual experience. It's not a collective hive like the cosmic consciousness teachers talk about. They think we're all connected at the hip or something, or in consciousness. And it's a nice, warm, fuzzy idea. It's just not true. You see, we're all individuals. We're all learning how to be compassionate sounding boards for those spirits that are there. We all are a part of it in terms of the answer that the living Sorosha Master gives about the polytheism and monotheism, is that we're all individuals as a part of this pristine mirror looking out into the universe, but we're seeing with the two spiritual eyes, but we're all next to each other. But we're individual. You see, I mean, it's not one consciousness that is in a big, gigantic void of nothingness or obliteration or nihilism. It has nothing to do with that. It has a definitive consciousness that we point out in Akita, and we nurture those people through the lower planes into Sorosha Mastery, which is a very conscious experience for eternity. See, and we're talking about the eternal principle that's all within us. Boy, that's some good stuff tonight. What do you think, Leslie?
Yeah, I think so. As I mentioned to the audience earlier, you always come up with new points that no one's ever heard before, even for those of us who've been on the path for a long time, and I've been on for several decades. So it's always a wonderful experience for me to listen to you speak, because it will bring out another aspect that maybe I haven't thought about or remind me of something, too, that I hadn't thought about in a while. So I wanted to mention early on that if anyone's interested in actually getting an opportunity to meet with Sri Kadafji, he's going to be speaking in Philadelphia and on October 20th. And this is a particularly important talk that he's given because October 22nd is the beginning of the Agatha Spiritual New Year. And so October 20th, which is a Tuesday at 6:30, he will be speaking at the Philadelphia Central Library, the Free Library on 1901 Vine Street in Philadelphia at 6:30 p.m. And it's free admission, just as everything that we do in ACACA for members and non-members is free. So you're all welcome to attend that talk because it will be a very important evening, being that it is two evenings just before the Spiritual New Year. So I wanted to mention that early on, and I'll mention it again later. Srikata, may I turn this back over to you?
Oh, thank you, Leslie. I really appreciate that. Because what we do here tonight is very special for all people to listen, and also that ready soul that does hear, as we said before, the sound of Srirosha, which is sometimes heard as a high electrical pitch or inside of one. And when you hear that high electrical pitch, again, as I said before, it's very ecstatic for a soul because they are reminded by the living Srirosha Master of the time, because that's my responsibility, is to remind people of things that they forgot. And the idea of remembering is bringing back imagery remembrances of guidance mechanisms within us to point to our essence as soul. Again, the sound current that we hear is also the light that we listen to. And when we see the light, we're actually seeing the sound. So the light and sound paths are the twin aspects of what we call the Srirosha on the path of Agatha. The Srirosha is spelled S-R-A-O-S-H-A, which is another higher Sanskrit word that we use to name the essence that we feel and hear, which is the oldest word in the universe. The S-R-A-O-S-H-A has both the Sra and the Sha. Sra is the higher Sanskrit word for sound current, and Sha is a higher Sanskrit word for light. And people may remember in Iran, they had what was known as the Shah of Iran, would have been the light of Iran a long time ago before the Khomeini group came in there. But anyways, in terms of the Shah being higher Sanskrit word for light, so we have two higher Sanskrit words in the word Srirosha, which means sound and light. And then the O in the word Srirosha represents the soul plane, because if you look at the stylized Srirosha that we use in the symbol for Agatha, you'll see the four lower planes of the physical, astral, causal, and mental planes within that word. So the word is an enigma of itself. And when it's stylized, it's been used in the temples of golden wisdom on the inner planes for eternity and put on the keystone. When one enters into it, they can see this stylized Srirosha as a mandala for the contemplation exercise. So the true mandala or focal point that they talk about in India is the Srirosha symbol, again, on the keystones in the temples within the lower and higher planes. Each one of these planes we talk about as a temple of golden wisdom, the one can go in there and contemplate and read the Haji's books of Agatha, which is the true spiritual book. The word Haji's means means book, just like the word Bible means book. But those scriptures are derivative of the Haji's. But the Haji's is not about religion. The Agatha is a teaching pathway, science, or pathway, teaching, or science. Right. Those are the four definitions that we give to the path of Agatha. The word itself means balance or equilibrium, but the definitions are those four. And then the shorter definition we call, the ancient science of Sahaji, which means it's the oldest and most ancient science of this movement of soul or spirit traveling on the inner or the outer body projection, which is the word sahaji, S-A-H-A-J-I. The word sahaji is a very beautiful term. All the higher Sanskrit words, not Sanskrit, it's higher Sanskrit. And the language name itself, when we say higher Sanskrit, it has a definitive name of the language called a Saker, A-S-A-C-E-R, which is the combination, the portmanteau, the word Akita's sarcodotal or Akita's sacred language. And that was put together and we call it a Saker. So Saker is higher Sanskrit language. And it also is children's gibberish and it sounds like it's like children's gibberish. It doesn't make any sense. It would be like the monolith in 2001, the Highlander light beam, which is kind of scattered and wild in that show, but it really is this power within us. It would be the humming or the sound, like I said, in the monolith of 2001. It's a beam or a light beam. And there's more physics on that, if necessary, that is more in-depth in some of our books that we write and some of the other lectures that I give. But at the same time, this whole idea we call the living Sarosha master, who holds what is known as the rod of power within him, as a spiritual light being within that he represents, and his consciousness is of that high level that he represents in a titular level of living Sarosha masters that go throughout the dawn of time. Now, the 973rd starts from the beginning of the present era called the Kali Yuga. The Kali Yuga started in 3100 B.C. at midnight, October 22nd. That's why Leslie was saying with our meeting on October 20th is really the 2 days before the spiritual new year that my mentor, Paul Twitchell, was his birthday. But he passed away in 1971, but he was 230 years old when he passed from this world, so he had been here a while. But his birthday is beautifully on October the 22nd, which is the beginning of the spiritual new year. In this era, the Kali Yuga started on that particular day in 3100 B.C., where in the first master was Rama, who came out of the Persian jungle, who was the first living Sarosha master of the time. And now I represent the 973rd since that period of time of 5,000 years that has passed. We did the mathematics, you see, an average tenure of about 6 years, but the term limit has a tremendous dynamic. One master was there about 300 years, and then the shortest, I think, is a couple days. But I'm trying to do a book on that eventually. And at the same time, having said all that, there is this unbroken line of spiritual masters. It even goes back before that, but the chronology of 973 is representative of the present Kali Yuga era. Maybe you'd like to take us through the contemplation, Leslie. Do a huge chat with us all.
Sure, I would love to. And as Sri Kadavji spoke about it before, this is really something that is very important to an individual being on the path, because this is really what facilitates our spiritual unfoldment, what balances us, what centers us, and it's an amazing experience every day, something that I know you and I, Sri Kadavji, look forward to very, very much, as you mentioned before. So to do this, it's something that we do for a 30-minute period, and we want to do it every day. And as we highly recommend it, of course we can't force anyone to do this, but it's highly recommended if you're serious about your spiritual unfoldment and if you have a true love for spirit, then there won't be any issue about wanting to do this every day, because you want to do it because of the wonderful experiences that you have. So what we do is sit comfortably. Now, we can sit in a tailored position with our legs crossed as if we're painting, or we can have our feet flat on the floor. It doesn't matter, as long as we're comfortable, if we're in a quiet area, it's very important. And if you can't find a really quiet area in your home, then use earplugs to make it as quiet as possible. And so what we do is close our eyes. We put our attention on the third eye, or the tissue tail, that little spot right over the bridge of the nose between the eyebrows, and that's one of the higher chakras. And that's where we use that. And we close our eyes, take a couple of deep breaths, slowly relax, and then we chant the word Hu, which is as Sri Kadavji said earlier, it's the shibboleth the password into the higher planes, really, because it's actually the word of the 10th plane, where one achieves spiritual mastery. And the vibration is so high of the word Hu that it just eradicates any kind of negativity in the area when you use it on the inner or the outer. So we're going to chant that word for a few times. Right now I'm going to do it for a few times. When you contemplate, you can do it longer if you like, whatever you're comfortable with. And it sounds like this. Hu. Hu. When you're through chanting the word Hu, you can sit quietly, still with your attention gently on the Tisra tail. And there might be many different types of experiences that you'll be aware of. Please note that when you do close your eyes, you're immediately partaking in a Sahaji experience. Now, there are different levels of awareness of the Sahaji experiences. You may have a very vivid out-of-body travel experience where you're in a satsang group, a study group on one of the inner planes, or you might find yourself traveling in other places on the inner worlds, and or you might see a white light, which is a light from the higher planes. You might also see a blue light, which is actually the Mahaji, the inner master who's always with you, never to transgress, but to be there as needed, and you can call on him whenever you do need him. You might also hear the sound current, which is might come through as a high-pitched electrical sound. It also has different sounds on many of the different planes, but commonly people hear it as a high-pitched electrical sound, and that's excellent when you hear that, because that means you are tuning into spirit, and it's flowing through you, and that's where we want to do the spiritual exercise, is to become a better channel for spirit, a greater channel for spirit. And so this is an exercise that we recommend 30 minutes every day. Sri Kadavji, did you want to add anything to what I had discussed?
Well, thank you very much for taking us through that, because the idea is to feel that energy, feel the Sarosha. It's very distinctive. When one feels the Sarosha, then they feel a grand connection with their essence as soul. Because some people can be in different planes and never get to the centering. So the whole idea is the path of Akata for the ready soul will center that individual. And when they feel the center, then they join the path, basically. And then it's free, like Leslie said, because it's just a natural thing to do, because then they come under the guidance of the living Sarosha Master of the time, and then gain the three goals of self-realization, God-realization, and Sarosha Mastery on the 5th, 8th, and 10th planes, respectively. So that's the most important part, is that this guidance allows one to master the path. And see, no other teaching offers that. Akata is actually exclusive on mastering the teaching. You know, you can't go anywhere else and become a spiritual master. They have masters of healing and things like Reiki and Shiatsu and all that business, but that has nothing to do with spirituality, and they don't really have the information to qualify that. So it's just a matter of, I challenge people to go elsewhere and find the same information that we're teaching here. And when they do that, they're usually the ready soul, because they can make the comparison, the correct comparison, and they're awake in the process. The awakened, ready soul will accept the path of Akita, and the others will not. It's not possible. The most that we can do, which would be considered ambitious on my part, would be 10% of a population area. So we have 7.5 billion people on Earth. That means only 750 million at the high level. But the first 1% would be 75 million. And we're not even close to that after 25 years. But sometimes things ramp up in terms of numbers. But that's not really the basic information. That's sort of a sidebar issue about organization for a moment. At the same time, our responsibility, and speaking of which, well, how much time do we have left tonight, Leslie?
We have just under 4 minutes.
Okay, 4 minutes. Okay, so I'm out of gas for 4 minutes. Just kidding. Anyway, the basic fundamentals, as I said before, is to learn about the sound current. We hear the sound current. Then we learn how to travel in Sahaji. Sahaji is the travel back to the fifth plane of liberation. So the idea is negotiate those four lower planes you were talking about, the physical, astral, causal, and mental planes. We want to negotiate those four lower planes to gain the fifth plane, which is self-realization and liberation from the karma and reincarnation worlds. Those are those lower planes. So it's like when people pass away from the physical plane, they do not automatically go into the soul plane, because there's many, many lifetimes of karma. We call that the karma bundle, a karmic bundle, that needs to be worked out. It's a bunch of imagery from many, many lifetimes. It's not just a handful. It could be a million lifetimes when one enters this physical body presently. So that's a lot of working out of imagery that we do mostly in the dream state, because that's how, why in the first couple of years, new members of dream states really step up and go very fast. Like you might be hit by a train 10 times in a dream, but you couldn't do that physically. I always make a joke about that, because you could do it on the astral plane, but you couldn't do it here physically. It'd be impossible. So this whole idea is to unravel and unfold. It's like using a fast forward of a DVD or something. I don't even know if you can do that. I guess you can still. But in the old days, they had the tapes where they were fast forwarding. It's sort of that way of seeing imagery moving very quickly and working itself out in on the path of Akita. So the whole idea is to unravel that karma bundle. And once you unfold all that imagery, then one gains a liberation in the fifth plane. And mostly it's just movement or traveling to the fifth region, because it's kind of drawing up all the pictures and pulling it all up and spinning it away, basically. And because everyone knows that once it comes to the path, that karma has been resolved, but see, no one teaches that. See, we're the path of Dharma, which is the karmaless life. Again, that's another challenge. I tell people to go to other teachings and see if you can explain that idea of what Dharma is, and they just don't have it. That's why Akita has the wisdom, has the information, and also gives the ability to gain liberation, because Leslie and I and many other people in Akita have been spiritually liberated for a long time. And that's the beauty of the whole thing. So,
Thank you for having me. Well, we've got about 45 seconds left, so I thank you for everything that you've said tonight, and I do appreciate everyone who's been tuned in this evening. And if you haven't been listening to us every Saturday evening, there are hundreds of archives that you can listen to on Blog Talk Radio, so feel free to avail yourself of that, and to also to see our website, akita.com, where you can get more information. Sri Kataji, I'll hand it to you to close for the evening.
I am always with you. May the blessings be Baraka Bashad.